Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Despite recent surges in COVID-19 cases due to the Delta variant, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon stated he will not require school districts to implement mask mandates. A statement from his office says that the governor is eager to see another successful school year and is committed to allowing local school districts to decide for themselves whether to implement mask mandates. Quote, Wyoming was first in the nation in having a safe and successful in-person school year last year, Governor Gordon said. My focus is on supporting local school boards as they take into account conditions in their community and to work to assure students learn safely this year, too. Gordon said that he will continue to work with the Wyoming Department of Education as well as the Department of Health to ensure that Wyoming's school districts are aptly prepared to respond to changes in local conditions with equipment, testing, and expertise. Gordon also said that he and his wife have both been vaccinated, and he encourages eligible Wyoming citizens to do the same. We need to follow and respect the science, Gordon stated. Recently, the Wyoming Department of Health reported that among 300 people that were infected by COVID-19 and hospitalized, nearly 94% of them were not vaccinated against the coronavirus. And though the governor encourages getting the COVID-19 vaccine, he also supports the rights of private businesses to operate in the manner they deem best. He did also issue a directive that prevents state agencies, boards, and commissions from requiring vaccine passports to access state spaces and services. That directive, according to the governor, encourages local governments and private businesses to not impose vaccine mandates. Two children helped with the rescue of their father from the Bighorn Mountains this week after he was thrown from his horse. According to the South Bighorn County Search and Rescue Team, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from a young girl in the Paint Rock Lakes area Tuesday afternoon who reported her father had been thrown from his horse and possibly had a broken jaw and other injuries. Search and rescue ground teams were immediately dispatched to the area. Once initial coordinates were established, an air medical resource was requested. The helicopter flew directly to the scene with one search and rescue team member on board. They located the man, his son, and daughter around 75 minutes after the initial call. The man was moved to the aircraft by the crew and transported to a clinic in Billings. The search and rescue team member then hiked with the children to a campground where they met other ground teams, two sheriff's deputies, and the children's mother. The search team applauded the children's response to the emergency, keeping their heads and taking appropriate actions to mitigate the situation.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Pal Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Pal Ace, in downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
It has been a busy summer for the Wyoming tourism industry. Yellowstone National Park is setting visitation records. In June of this year, over 938,000 people visited the park. That broke the previous all-time high number for June visitation, set back in 2016, by almost 100,000. For park gateway communities, that means business has been booming, but it's also put a strain on businesses already suffering from a shortage of workers.
Restaurant owners in Cody say the demand has been taxing, especially in light of the labor shortage that has impacted small businesses throughout the country. According to Donna Lester at Workforce Services in Cody, the number of people actively looking for work has dwindled to almost nothing. The lack of workers, coupled with the increase in tourism, means that the visitor experience has been impacted. Business owners have been overwhelmed, and with school starting soon and the subsequent loss of young workers, there's no relief in sight yet. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.